episode number 208. Thanks, Papa John.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
All right. Just like the title of our show this week.
Thanks, Papa John.
That's right. Who else got a free pizza this week?
Well, I guess a lot
did. Yeah, about 37,000 people got free pizzas.
It was right around there, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you want an instant car show? Just add free pizza.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the way it was in our area.
I had no idea what to expect when I pulled up there this week. So I pull in there like around 6:15, thinking, I'm just going to go in and get my free pizza. As soon as I pull in, well, of course, your car was the first one I saw. along with, I counted 17 other Camaros when I pulled in there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a nice hour-long wait for my pizza. But it was free, and I did buy the breadstick. So
I did, too.
They got some business
out of
me.
They got something out of it. And, you know, I've had Papa John's pizza in the past, and I've had so much of it that I got burned out on it. So it's been a while, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed mine.
Yeah.
Because I was starving by the time I got it.
If it's free, it just tastes that much better. Yeah, well, the guy was swamped, and the owner of the shop there that we went to here in the Detroit area did not know this was happening.
I know.
So he wasn't prepared. He even told me that he wouldn't have any product for the weekend.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah. So that kind of hit him sideways. But, you know, it was pretty cool for John. How do you say
I don't know how to pronounce
Papa
his last.
John.
Yeah.
To give out free pizza for Camaro owners.
I know this all seemed to snowball real quick because Jalopnik released an article about how they helped find his 71 Camaro.
Yep.
And put him in touch with the guy, and you know, then all of a sudden, free pizza for all Camaro owners on Wednesday, and that snowballed really quick.
That's awesome.
I know.
I mean, and I guess there's a $25,000 finder fee too that he paid.
Oh, really?
So he paid $275,000 to get his old car back, which incidentally was being used as a drag car.
No kidding.
Yep, and it still had the original hood and wheels that he sold it with, so it's pretty close to being. Pretty close to being original. Yeah. I'm sure it didn't do wheelies like it does now, but you know, that was just too cool. Overall, that was neat.
That was a good deal for him.
Saw the usual gang.
Yep.
You know, here in the Detroit area, the Michigan, Detroit F-body guys.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. So head over to Papa John's, order up a pizza, and say, hey, thanks for the non-free pizza because I didn't get one, but I do have a Camaro, so order one. Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
One thing we kind of wanted to give Chris, you and I were talking about this over breakfast.
A
public service announcement for anybody with a 2010 Camaro. Very careful when you're opening your door.
Very careful.
Make sure you have a good grip on that handle.
Yeah, because it seems like the door comes to a point in a certain area.
Yep.
And it's a great way to ding a car.
Yeah. It's the design of it.
It's
will.
It's an instant. Door ding.
It'll put a perfectly round dent in another car.
Yeah.
And probably chip up your paint too.
Yeah.
When he was here for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that to our attention. And one of us may have found out that it's true.
Yeah.
So
I wonder if there's something we could put over. Well, then it wouldn't line up correctly when you close your door. There's how they sold those things that you put over the bottom of your car by the wheel well for when you go drag racing to get the rubber off real easy.
No.
I wonder if you could put like a piece of that. It's almost like a clear piece of 3M tape.
Yeah, they have the door edge guards and everything. In fact, there's a company that makes like the laminated headlight film and everything. Uh-huh. They make door edge guards too,
okay.
But I don't think that's going to make any difference. You know,
It's a point. It goes to almost a point.
Right. You got to have something like a little cushion of sorts, you know. And then, I don't know. Somebody will probably come up with something and it'll probably be ugly.
Yeah.
But I guess it beats putting dings in other people's cars. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, just be careful because.
Be very careful.
Yeah. Speaking of things stuck on Camaros.
Stuck on?
It's been confirmed by Camaro Scotty on the forum that backup sensors will be coming later this year on the 2010 Camaro.
Yeah, we kind of figured that as much since they already have the thing in the back window for it, just not the insert for the lights.
And mentioning there in the owner's manual.
Yep. Yep. Figured that would be coming sooner or later. So what is it, fourth quarter here?
Something like that. What are your thoughts on him?
Personally, I could do without it. You know, I think it's a cool feature. Mm-hmm. I don't like the look of the bumper with the little diamond shaped or the square things.
Little dime shaped.
The little sensors.
Yeah.
You know, don't care for that look at all.
I'm not a fan either. I myself don't feel it's necessary because I'm very careful when I back up.
Yeah. I've really learned how to use my mirrors with this car.
Yeah. And if you adjust them right, that's the thing is people complain about the visibility, and that's true. There is sort of a visibility issue, but if you adjust your mirrors properly, it becomes no problem. You know, use proper caution, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Don't just put it in reverse and gun it.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble. I guess it's good. I think it's bad because it makes the car look kind of weird in the back. It just ruins the lines of it. But I think it's good just because it needs to be competitive with other vehicles.
Right.
And that's the reason why they're there. One reason why they're there is even though I mentioned this in the thread about them, is that if people are shopping between two cars and one car has them and another car doesn't, even though that the potential buyer may not even want them, it was still a selling point. They'll say, well, you know, it's, you know, that one's got more things. You know, it becomes more things, more features in their mind, and they may opt to buy the other car. So it's good for something.
Yeah.
Not everybody will agree, but.
Yeah. But they're going to be there. So
yeah.
Everybody who orders one now with the 2SS.
It's an option.
It's an option?
I believe it's an option.
So it's not going to be part of the 2SS package?
I read some conflicting, I don't know, we'll have to actually look into that, because I thought for sure I read somewhere I was skimming things, and they said it was an option.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's probably an option for the LT cars.
Perhaps.
Maybe. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Or for the 1SS, maybe you can choose that option, kind of like you can choose the option to have the Bluetooth and the stereo and all that.
Right. Maybe Fitz can give us an update on that.
Because he did listen to one of our shows last week, and we had a caller or an email. I think it was a caller. It said, why are the numbers for the Camaro lower in July than they were in June? And Fitz actually sent us an email, and this is what he said. He said, sales declined 25% from June to July due to availability. Remember, the plant was shut down 1 week due to summer shutdown. But there should be a huge August. So I'm looking forward to seeing those numbers.
That's cool.
Thanks, Fitz.
Thanks, Brother John.
Yeah.
You got Papa John, Brother. Never mind.
Yeah.
So there's that update on that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for clearing that up, John. Thank you for listening as always. So what else we got going on here?
What else we got going on? The NEOCC F-Body Summit.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
In a couple weeks.
And
it's Summit headquarters in Ohio. What is it, Talmadge?
Something like that.
Ohio?
It's where Summit is, yeah. Big show, supposedly.
Yeah.
I've got a pending phone call in with the organizer of the event. Her name is Sherry, and she's also one of the disciples.
Nice.
Maybe
we can get some clarification, more info.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe we can report back next week
with
some more data. However, in the meantime, check out the website and plan on being there because it ought to be pretty good. Hopefully my car won't be in the shop getting work done on it, some upgrades.
Yeah.
But Chris, what's the website address?
It's neocc.homestead.com.
Yeah, this should be a good show.
Yeah. We'll check it out.
We'll come back with some more info a little bit. Speaking of car shows and cool stuff on cars, stick-on stuff, I am wrapping up the Smooth Lock contest.
Oh, okay.
I uploaded some pictures, and in the exterior section of the 2010 forums, I posted a before and after of what huge difference a smooth lock makes, and I used my own car as an example. If you don't know what it is, just check it out. It's kind of interesting how something so small can make such a huge difference.
That was the first mod on my car.
That's right. Peel and stick.
That's right.
Didn't even have to paint yours.
Yeah, didn't even have to paint mine.
So, I had a contest going where people to submit photos and whatever I use in the store where they're sold gets double their money back. And I think that wraps up tomorrow. Speaking of contests.
That's right. Oh, man. Our photo fun summer contest, whatever we named
it. The Camaro Z28.com photo fun challenge.
Yeah, that's right. We've been talking about this all month. This when the contest has been going on. Submit your picture, put it in your gallery, link it into this specific thread of the Camaro Z28.com logo with a Camaro. And we've gotten about 10 entries now. So
not enough.
Not enough.
No, not enough to make it a contest.
Right. We talked about postponing the contest for a while, but what I think we're going to do is we're going to extend it. Mm-hmm. We're going to extend it till we think we have an adequate amount of entries to be judged.
Right.
Because we are giving away 4 Nitto tires.
Of the winner's choice.
Right.
So drag radials are included in this. Any size they make, any style they make. We've got things, products from BF Xenon. We got products from Cypress Classics, who makes the very, very cool Camaro boxes, the gift boxes that we reviewed several podcasts ago. Tons of stuff to give away, and all you got to do is submit a cool picture that takes 5 minutes max to do. So you definitely get your entry in and get your shot at it, because there's a lot of cool stuff on the line.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Parts from Defender Works, too, for 2010 Camaros.
Right.
The billet fuel door and the billet door sills.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a lot of prizes to give away. I'm really surprised that people haven't just whipped out their camera.
Well, now that they're starting to come in, I think it's going to keep going a little bit more, because I think people were waiting to see what the entries were going to be. So get your entries in now.
Yeah, because we can end this at any time.
Right.
Say
that's it, and here we go.
Yeah, and then we let the public vote.
That's right. Power to the people.
And everybody, you sound like Flo from the Progressive commercials. Power to the people. Everybody who enters gets something. Yep. Even if it's Camaro Z20.com premium memberships, they get something. So
right.
We appreciate it because it's cool to look at. And there's been some good submissions
so
far.
There sure has been.
But I haven't seen the contest killer yet. And I think it's out there somewhere. A really cool sunset or in front of a beach or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
or a topless chick. I don't know.
Well, those get sent to webmasters.
Oh, that's right.
Z28.com.
That's right. We're not allowed to post those.
I think part
PG-13 only.
I think part of the problem is Mudbone kind of blew the curve with his first, being the first entry.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, how am I going to compete with that? But yeah. You know, girls are cool, but we're going to judge the car and the logo and the photo, not the girl, because
right. They
would give them an unfair advantage. But we like it anyway.
That's right.
All right. So
emails, voicemails?
Yeah, we got emails. We got voicemails.
Yeah.
Go ahead and kick off whatever the one you feel like doing.
First is an email we got from our buddy Tom, and he wrote an email in response to a voicemail we got last week, and that had to do with the 4th gen versus the 5th gen in autocrossing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he says. The axle hop over uneven surfaces is a byproduct of having a solid rear axle. When one side of the axle hits an uneven surface, it automatically affects the other side of the axle. In other words, bump on the left gets transmitted to the right, and the back of the vehicle jumps out from under you. The 5th gen uses an independent rear suspension. When you hit an uneven surface, the left and right wheel will stay planted to the surface as much as possible, thus keeping the vehicle from losing surface friction and not jumping out from under you. This is one of the reasons that independent suspension is far superior than a solid axle. Thanks, Tom.
Spells it out.
Yep.
You know, it's a good way to put it. There's a lot of technical ways to explain that, but that's probably the simplest and the best.
Yeah.
Tom gives us updates quite often on some things going on. He really helps out and contributes. So we appreciate that, Tom.
Absolutely. Now on to the voicemails.
All right.
We've got one voicemail that came in this week, plus we have an actual voice message
that
was sent in through email.
Very cool.
Let me kick off the voicemail here first.
All right.
Chris, Jason, AJ96Z28 from the boards. All right, I'm finally going to ask the question everybody's dying to ask, but just didn't ask it. Have you two lined them up yet? Let's go. Let's settle this automatic versus manual debate once and for all. If you haven't lined them up yet, when are you going to do it? All right, give it a good work. Later.
Well, we would never want to do this illegally on the street.
Right. But if we did.
If we did.
I can see it playing out. I'd probably get the jump on it because I'd have a smoother launch.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd probably get a ticket.
Yeah, probably.
Knowing my luck, I'd probably get a ticket.
Yeah.
I got a super clean record, though, so, it might be, I might get a break or something. But still, who wants to go through that hassle and the fines and whatnot?
Yeah. We would have to take it out to the track sometime. I mean,
that'd be really careless, if not reckless, driving.
Yeah.
You
definitely wouldn't want to get a careless driving ticket.
Yeah.
Definitely
Besides,
not.
It would be fair because Well, I got a tune on mine, and my transmission shifts pretty good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we're not done with that either.
Plus, you got a blower going on soon too.
Yeah. Well, so that's really gonna pretty much. Yeah.
How much horsepower does that add?
100 and some. Oh, it puts it in the 500 area.
Oh, sweet.
Depending on which dyno it's on. So yeah, I mean,
we can't honestly answer that question at this time.
Yeah, we'll get to the track sooner or later, and make it happen. But until then, that would just be dumb.
Yeah, really stupid.
Thank you for that voicemail.
Yep.
And we'll see. What would you say? We have a call-in message.
Yeah.
But we will get to that in just 1 second because we want more messages like that one.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay. We got this one coming in from email. Someone recorded a message, and here it is.
Hey, Chris and Jason, it's Judd, a.k.a. Bones3180 from the website. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and long-time lurker until recently, which is what I'm calling about. My first ever post was to put my entry into the contest, and I feel like you sort of mocked it a little bit in the last podcast. It was kind of cool to hear my my entry mentioned, but I feel like you don't believe my story, which is about 98% true. I have been working in New Orleans since March from Los Angeles, where my car is sitting waiting for me to go pick it up after I get done with this job. Very excited about that. That's a long, drawn-out story that I'll call in about another time to give the proper kudos to the proper parties. They know who they are, and hopefully if they're listening, they will get full credit when I finally drive it off the lot. Anyway, but back to my story, I want to clarify that I have literally been here, didn't quite understand the rules of the contest. I thought it had to be a picture of the 2010 Camaro, otherwise I would have taken the picture with this junky old, I don't even know what year, F-body, I think it is, that's sitting outside the condo they have me put up here in. But anyway, I've been... I've literally been seeing, there's about three that I've seen driving, three 2010s that I've seen driving around the New Orleans area. There's that orange one that I found, there's a black one I just saw for the first time, and then there's a silver one. And those are literally the only ones I've seen, and every time I see one, I'm usually driving, and I keep thinking, I gotta print out the PDF so that I can take the picture and get into the contest. And so that day I had seen the black one earlier and thought, all right, that's it. I'm going to just carry this damn thing around with me until I can take the picture. And was literally stumbling, not quite stumbling drunk, but definitely inebriated and on the way back from Bourbon Street with a buddy who was visiting from out of town. And I saw that car and the resulting picture is what you see. So I hope you will take that into consideration, and then again, I'm not a hot chick like the Mudbone's girlfriend or Mudbone Jr.'s girlfriend, that is the story, and I'm sticking to it, and hopefully that'll get me something. Anyway, great work on the podcast. I'm a big fan, and hopefully I'll call in again if I don't win some swag this week. My other story about getting my car, which like I said is sitting in Los Angeles waiting for me, I think you'll really be interested in hearing it. All right. Keep up the good work. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great message, Judd, and I'm glad you took the time to record that and send it in. I think you got the wrong impression. We weren't mocking your entry. We just thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like some guy just jumped out in front of a Camaro, and that's what the contest is all about.
Right.
Getting a picture of a Camaro. I don't think we've ever said anywhere that it has to be a 2010 Camaro. We just said any Camaro.
Right.
In fact, we've got an entry with Firebirds.
Yeah.
So that's an F-body. Are we going to count it?
I don't know.
We're going to see, I guess, what other submissions we get.
Right. But no, really, in all seriousness, I think it was very cool that he actually had the logo in his pocket waiting for the moment to happen.
Right, and that's what we kind of thought would this contest would generate. People, you know, would print this out, put it with them if they didn't have a Camaro, or they, you know, saw a cool Camaro or an opportunity to get a picture of a cool Camaro with the logo. And that's what he did.
Yep. So cool. So,
awesome, man.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your new car.
Right.
It's waiting for you in Los Angeles.
It's got to be a hell of a wait.
Oh, man. Can't wait to see that. Make sure you post pictures about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely thanks for calling in and giving the story, which is a cool story.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. We appreciate that a whole lot.
I'd love to visit New Orleans.
Yeah.
Bourbon Street.
The problem is that I would probably be drunk from the time I got there until the time I got back.
Really?
I hear that New Orleans has more drunks per capita than people.
Okay.
And so that's why I would like to be there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Joining in the festivities and the fornication.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Let's see here. What do we got here? Is that it?
That's
it. All of them?
That's it.
All right. Well, as usual, every week we give out something good to the voicemail call-ins. Does Judd's count as a voicemail? I guess it's a voice that came in the mail.
Yeah. It just didn't come. Yeah, I think it does.
All right, tell you what, Judd. Well, we got to give one to the true voicemail because that was the only one that came in. So the previous caller, you get a prize.
Yeah.
Email your mailing address and your shirt size in case we have a shirt that'll fit you to webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. And Judd, for your 2010 Camaro, I'm going to fire you a 2010 Camaro Smooth Lock.
Wow.
There you go.
Nice.
Thank you for calling in, buddy. And cool story, man.
Yeah.
I wish more people would do what he did.
Yeah.
You know, even if they already have a Camaro, it'd be cool to see an opportunity, one of those once-in-a-lifetime chances, you know, like when a Swedish bikini team parachutes into a Chevrolet dealership by mistake.
Right.
And somebody happens to be there looking at a new truck or something, or a Camaro, and they pull out
hey,
the logo and says, bam.
Yeah.
Or maybe Engelbert Humperdinck comes in and, you know, depending on who you are. You know, live and let live.
I'm waiting to see these pictures that were taken at Papa John's.
Oh, that's right. There was quite a few.
There was someone handing around a Camaro Z28.com logo, and people were walking around the parking lot taking pictures with their car.
There was a lot of pictures taken of people with their Papa John's pizza.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Oh, one of the things I almost forgot about here, there was just an update from member Big SJK in Toronto. Said that all you local or near Toronto, be advised that GM has a booth at the Canadian National Exhibition.
Exhibition.
For you Americans, the CNE is a once a year national fair comparable to a large state fair, food, rides, and attractions. The booth is a test drive station where you can, yes, wait for it, test drive a Camaro SS on the street.
On the street?
Yeah. He says, I drove a yellow SS. It had leather and most of the toys. Wow, what a ride. And kind of gave his review, his impressions on the 15-minute ride. So if you're in the Toronto area, man, jump behind the wheel of a new Camaro.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be fun.
Speaking of fun.
Uh-oh. What?
My Magna Charger came in.
Oh, that's going to be loads of fun.
Oh, dude. It's such a cool piece of machinery.
That brings me back about, 13, 14 years ago when I got my first blower.
Yeah.
ATI Pro Charger for my 95Z. Man, the first time you stomp on that thing after having the blower on, oh, my God. It's just huge power.
At the track.
At the track. In fact, I think the first time it was a couple times after that when we drove to New Jersey for the supercharged F-body shootout supercharged shootout.
That was before it was GM high-tech.
It was high-tech. Yeah.
And that rich kid with the saline Mustang was there. God, I hated him. I wanted to punch his lights out.
We met some cool people there.
I think the first time I saw you at the with that blower was at the Detroit Dragway
on your 95. Yeah.
And that's the first time.
That's right.
It was like a day or two after you got it. Now, anybody from the Detroit area knows that the Detroit Dragway,
where it used to be,
now there's a factory or a warehouse there.
Yeah, I think it's a Meijer or
something. That was just a crap hole of a track.
Yeah, it sure
was
very dusty.
It was old, you know, but it was classic at the same time. It was pretty cool stuff. But yeah, superchargers, I've always wanted a supercharger, and I got mine from Hot Part.
By God, now you got one.
Yeah, Hot Part's been a supporter of CamaroZ28.com for a while. Brian, the owner, is a good friend of ours. We meet up with him whenever we get out to SEMA or whatever. But here's the deal. He's offering, well, anybody, but it's directed at CamaroZ28.com members, $500 off a Magna Charger system for a 2010 Camaro.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, during checkout, you know, you just go to the website at hotpart.com and add it to your cart. During checkout, use the coupon code 500CamaroZ28.
It's and just that easy.
And instant then you get $500 bucks off. And that's the best price I've seen out there, man. For it. Yeah, that's why, you know, I got in on it. The kit itself is very cool. Even the instructions are full color and thorough.
It looks like it would be a lot easier to install than a centrifugal supercharger.
I don't know.
That has to, you know, you have to relocate things underneath.
Well, you do a little bit here, too. You need to add a heat exchanger for the intercooler that sits on in the lifter valley cover. It has to have a small little reservoir and everything, but it's still straightforward. The thing that's nice about it is that it's an all-in-one, for the most part, at least the unit, it's all-in-one. The fuel rails, the fuel injectors, everything is already built. You just, you know, pretty much bolt it on. There's no cutting that I saw or anything like that. It comes with even the drill bits that you need to drill onto the crank pulley for the...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it comes with everything you need. I was very, very impressed. I took it to my buddy Mike Licht at Full Throttle Speed because he's the one that did the install of your original supercharger.
That's right,
and he's a Grand National wizard, so he knows everything about forced induction, and he was very impressed with the kit for the most part, too.
Good.
Very, very high-quality piece.
Good. And this is the same one they use on the ZR1, right?
It's the same. It's not exactly the same. But it's extremely similar. It's the same technology, the same lobe style and everything. I think there's some subtle differences. It's actually, the ZR1 is actually mounted upside down, and it runs backwards.
Oh.
So when you look at the ZR1, you see the clear window on the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing the intercooler on top of the supercharger.
Oh.
And what happens is that it plumbs the coolant into the intercooler, which goes, you know, around the supercharger, so to speak, and then into the intake. Well, with this style... It's the supercharger, then the intercooler, then into the cylinder heads. It's really interesting how it's different, but it's differently styled. But it's for the most part the same. And I'm even thinking about coupling it with an LS9 camshaft.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's we were trying to figure out what cam we should use, and we just kind of determined that might be the ticket, just because it's GM engineered, it's rather affordable. The emissions will be okay, the drivability will be fine. I may sacrifice some horsepower, but I mean, considering we're having equivalent to an LS9 supercharger on it, why not have the corresponding camshaft?
Why not?
So I'm keeping updates on my website at phantomss.com.
Got a nice picture of it there.
Yeah, and I took that with my iPhone, and it turned out really good.
It sure did.
So I'm doing a lot of updates there. It's going to go into the shop soon and get some stuff done to it and get ready for SEMA, so stay posted.
All right.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get a ticket. No, I won't do that. So anyway,
we got to mention one of our sponsors this week.
Oh yeah,
CamaroCollection.com. Head over there; you can find all sorts of cool stuff. In fact, they sponsor one of our items that we give away during our voicemails. A couple weeks ago, we gave away a polo shirt. I think
that's
it was
correct.
From
yep.
CamaroCollection.com. They've got all sorts of cool stuff, from bags to hats, shirts. Even like
coasters, drink
coasters and glasses.
Nice jackets. I bought one of their jackets.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
So check them out, CamaroCollection.com. Once a month, we're going to give you a coupon code too,
mm-hmm.
that enables you to get some money off an item.
Yep.
And are we going to do that next week? I think it might be next week
after. I think it's next episode that we do it.
So make sure you stay tuned for that and check them out, CamaroCollection.com.
Right. The coupon code we give out is only good for 3 days.
Yeah.
So there's a very small window to get a good deal. So,
other than that, I think we're good for this week.
I can't think of anything else.
No.
As always, we encourage anybody, if we miss something or you have any questions or you want to give us a tip or an update, by all means, give us a call. We gave out the number earlier.
Yeah.
But once again, it's 586-486-3182.
Or you can just email us.
Mm-hmm. Webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/CamaroZ28.com. Or check out our Facebook fan page.
Yep. We're all over the place.
That's right.
We're crazy. We're wild.
So let's get out of here.
All right, let's go enjoy the weather while we can, because the summer is coming to a close.
I know. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Officer V.